Hey, it's Catch Your Dog Trainer here. Welcome to Bark Bites, insights to wag about every day, your daily chat with Cat about dog training, behavior, and the human-canine bond, all through a systems thinking lens. So happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a great week. Welcome to Behavior Bites. In today's episode, we are going to be continuing in our series that we started 2 weeks ago on understanding resource guarding. And so if you happen to miss the first episode, which was called Resource Guarding 101, you're going to want to make sure to check that out before diving into our discussion today, which is on what I like to call the trust factor. So let's talk about trust. Trust is absolutely a cornerstone of the human-canine bond, and it's critical when it comes to understanding and addressing resource guarding behaviors in dogs. So just very high level, what exactly is trust? From a biological perspective, trust is essentially the brain's assessment of predictability and reliability in a relationship. And it involves the release of oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone, which signals to the individual, whether that individual is a person or a dog, a sense of safety and security. And when it comes to looking at the trust factor as it relates to resource guarding, though a kind of spoiler alert, this also applies to any other behavior as well. When we look at it through a systems thinking lens, kind of breaking it down into all of its different component parts, there's really sort of six key variables that all relate to trust. So those six variables are safety, security, protection, care, guidance, direction, and resources. So in other words, your dog needs to trust or feel that there is a level of predictability and reliability when it comes to each and all of those six variables. And what I want you to think about with trust is imagine that it's kind of like a chain with each of the six variables that I just mentioned represent a link. And if any one of these links is weakened or broken, then this can lead to challenges with trust. And then ultimately, this is going to manifest as resource guarding, or possibly in some cases it may not actually emerge in the form of resource guarding behavior. It could emerge in other problematic behaviors such as separation anxiety or aggression and just generalized anxiety, or just a lot of conflict and struggles in your relationship with your dog. So it really is, like I said, a cornerstone of the human-canine bond. And so just kind of as an example, if your dog or a dog is feeling insecure or lacking protection from you or from their owner, they may start to guard in order to kind of fill that void. Now, how exactly are you going to figure out if your dog trusts you using those six key factors? So what I've done is just created some high-level indicators based on those key variables. So for safety, the question I would ask is, does your dog seek comfort or approach you in stressful situations? So when a dog trusts their guardian or their caregiver, they will often look to their owner in any sort of situation where they're unsure for reassurance. So if your dog doesn't do that, it's possible that that chain of trust is maybe a little bit weakened or broken. Now, keep in mind too that maybe you've recently rescued a dog, so your dog just hasn't had enough time to establish trust yet. So in that case, what you would want to do is to make sure that you are setting up your relationship in a way that your dog feels like they can come to you when they are scared, and when they are in need of safety. And that sometimes starts by you actually giving them space. So in other words, if your dog is really fearful, maybe you've got one of those rescue dogs that's really, really fearful, you need to actually start by helping them to trust you with respect to safety by actually ensuring that they feel safe with you. And then from there, you want to help to make sure they feel safe with you in the presence of strangers, in the presence of scary objects, or in the presence of other dogs, noises, etc. For the second factor, which is security, great indicators are to watch your dog's body language when they're with you. So a dog that's secure is typically going to be facing us in interaction. So they're not feeling nervous about facing us. And when they make eye contact, it's often soft, really bright eye contact. And so this indicates in many ways a sense of security and comfort in your presence. There's other indicators too, but this is just to kind of give you a high-level overview. Protection. I want you to watch how your dog reacts to perceived threats. Do they look to you for guidance, or maybe stand by your side or come behind you when they're encountering unfamiliar or potentially scary situations? And do you actually recognize that as them seeking protection? Or do you maybe try to move them away from you or get them to interact with the other individual or dog? Because what that can do is actually not only create problems with the protection factor, but also with the safety factor. So you can see how these things can compound, and then that in turn will also influence the security factor. Care is the next variable. I want you to pay attention to how your dog responds to your attempts to care for them. So do they trust you to provide care for them? Things like grooming, vet visits, medical treatments, and so on. Or even just basic handling, like wiping their paws down after they've been outside. So this is a really important variable to watch for. Guidance or direction. I want you to watch for behaviors to show that your dog seeks guidance or direction from you. Now, this can sometimes look like protection as well. So it's fine. Like, we have to make these distinctions just in order to talk about it. But in reality, like I said, this is all just one chain. And there's a lot of nuances and areas where certain variables cross over. But does your dog seek guidance or direction from you when they're unsure of what to do? Also, do they listen to you quite willingly? Do they kind of tend to more march to the beat of their own drum? Now, something to consider there is some dogs are more independent. So in some cases, if your dog doesn't seek your guidance or direction, you want to look maybe at some breed factors too. But it's a good place to look for trust too. Resources. Now, I want you to notice how your dog behaves around valuable resources such as food, toys, or resting spots. A dog that trusts their owner. So if your dog trusts you, they will often not just not guard, but they will often willingly share or relinquish control of these resources without displaying any of those guarding signals we talked about in Resource Guarding 101. So the thing to keep in mind here is that any of these factors, so safety, security, protection, care, guidance, or direction, can all manifest as resource guarding issues. Or sometimes your dog will actually trust you with safety, security, protection, care, guidance, or direction, but just not with resources. So you're going to have to do a little bit of digging. So I hope this has been really helpful and it's gotten you to think about maybe why it is that dogs guard resources through a different lens. So make sure to leave me comments, questions on my Facebook page. Send me a Q&A for a Weekend Woofs if you've got a question. Thank you for listening. And remember until next time that every day is a day to bark about with Bark Bites. Thanks for tuning in.